We're going to discuss in this year egg donation and fertility treatments, and we'll discuss three different points. Number one, is it permitted? Number two, if it's permitted, is there a preferable type of egg donor? Number three, who is the halachic mother? Regarding the first question, there was some opposition to egg donation. Rav, the Shevet Halev Rav Vosner in Chilek Tes Simon Reish Samach Dalet says that this violates the pasuk in the very beginning of Bereishis, where the Torah says that a man should leave his father and mother, v'davak be'ishto v'hayu l'basar echad, that he should cling to his wife. And there the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph says, yes, v'davak be'ishto v'lo be'eshes chaveru, he should not cling to the wife of his friend. And then the pasuk says, "V'hayu l'basar echad." What does it mean? And they should be l'basar echad. So Rashi there says this refers to zera yotze mehem shenase basar ha'av va'ev echad bo. How do the husband and wife become basar echad, like one? It's through the child that's created from the two of them. So the Shevet Halevi believes that the goal is v'davak b'ishto, you cling to your wife, and through the two of you coming together, then you have a child, and that's the basar echad. If you have a child with someone else, through someone else's egg, not the egg of your wife, speaking to the husband, then that is a violation of v'hayu l'basar echad. So he was opposed to egg donation. Other poskim were concerned about mixing, the gene pool of mixing, if you're dealing with non-Jews, is an issue of mixing the zera of a Jew with an egg of a non-Jew. Maybe if there's no control, then maybe you don't know who the egg donor is, you might end up marrying your sister. And the Dvar Chevron writes that maybe you're creating a situation where the halacha identity of the mother is unclear. Moshe Sternbach was concerned about permitting it outright, so he said it's not permitted, but he's not going to forbid it. He's going to need, I'm not going to be one of the people who permits or forbids. However, many poskim allow egg donation if this is the only way. If the doctors have concluded that the mother cannot produce an egg for the purpose of having a child, so then they will allow many poskim, Zalman Nechemiah Goldberg, Mordechai Eliyahu, Ephraim Greenblatt, Avigdor Nevinson, Ravadi Yosef, they all permit egg donation. Question though is there a preference as to who the egg donor should be? So there's a sefer that Mechon Pua deals with fertility extensively, and they put out a sefer where they deal with this topic. And in the Sefer writes that the consensus is, the near unanimous consensus, all things being equal, is that the egg donor should be an unmarried Jewish woman. Because again, it's you're not mixing a Jew and the genes of a Jew and a non-Jew. And in some way, you're dealing with the Shevet Halevi's concern. Because you're not, it's not a situation where you're, where the zera of a man is getting mixed with the egg of a married woman who's not his wife. So that would be a problem according to Shevet Halevi. So if it's an unmarried woman, the egg of an unmarried woman, so it's less problematic. That seems to be the optimal solution according to almost all poskim. Again, everything else being equal, and there is an exception to this. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt felt that it's better that the egg donor be a non-Jew, and he writes that if it's a Jewish woman who's donating the egg, so he says that shelekichatz beitzios mimena yeshba midas mashal sirus. Sirus is castration. Obviously, a woman who's donating an egg, she's not engaging in sirus. But a woman has a certain number of eggs to have children. And when she donates one, it's a tremendous chesed, tremendous act. So he views it very narrowly in saying, Well, she's not fulfilling a mitzvah with it, in a technical sense of pruvu, potentially. And therefore, she is lessening, diminishing the likelihood of her having a child, because she's lessening, diminishing the number of eggs that she has. So he would say it's better to get an egg donor who is non-Jewish, but that is not the consensus opinion. The consensus opinion is that it's with an unmarried Jewish woman. If you can't get an unmarried Jewish woman and there are other factors, then it seems that there are different poskim who have different views about this. So some feel that it's better to have Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, for example, thinks it should be a Jewish married woman, because maybe the egg donor is really the halachic mother, and it's better that she therefore she should be Jewish to avoid any issues of potential concerns of conversion. However, other poskim disagreed, like Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, who said, no, better to have a non-Jewish woman than a Jewish married woman. Probably he's concerned with the Sheva Halevi's concern about having a married Jewish woman is that a violation of V'davak b'ishto v'hayu l'basar echad. Now, who is, if there is an egg donor, so who is the halachic mother? And one big practical difference would be if the egg donor is non-Jewish, you have to convert the child. Now, there's evidence in both directions, and there's no real clear consensus. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf, Tzadi Aleph and Beis, where there's a discussion between Antoninus and Rebbe as to when the neshama is placed in a person. Is it from the time of conception or the time when the fetus is formed, when the baby is formed in utero? And the conclusion of the Gemara is where Rebbe actually agrees to Antoninus that it's from the time of conception. And so since the neshama, is the soul, is from the time of conception, so that indicates that it's not about the woman who carries the child, but it's the child is formed, the child gets his neshama from the time of conception, and therefore the mother is the egg donor. It's a little bit of a stretch, a little bit of a leap, but that's what some poskim use as a source, as evidence for this position. Others use another Gemara, for example, the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, which states that there are three partners in the creation of mankind, and everyone contributes something: God, the father, and the mother. And the father is Mazria Haloven. He emits the white seed from which the bones, the sinews, the nails, the brain, and the white of the eye is formed. The mother is Mazras Odem. She emits the red seed, and from which the skin, the flesh, the hair, and the black of the eye are created. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and God inserts the neshama, and in the ruach, and the klaster panim, and his countenance, riyaseh ayin, and his eyesight, and ishmias ozen, the hearing of the ear. And however we understand this scientifically, the Gemara clearly emphasizes that the mother's contribution is similar to the father's contribution. The father is through the zera, the sperm, and the mother is then presumably is through the egg. But there's evidence that the birth mother is the halachic mother. There's a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Tzadi Zayin Beis, which states that, let's say, Hoysa Horasan Shelo Bikdusha Veleidasan Bikdusha. Let's say a mother converted while she was pregnant with twins. So there the Gemara says, Chayav Mishum Eishasach, that they are subject to the prohibition of Eishasach, meaning if one brother marries a woman, and let's say he gets divorced, then the other brother cannot marry the woman. That's the prohibition of Eishasach. The assumption there is that these two brothers are related in some sort. And normally speaking, a convert is when someone converts, so then he's not related to anyone who he was related to before he converts. Gershin iskar ki katan hanola dami. So when he converts, it's as if he's just a newly born child, as it were. He's not related on a Torah level to anyone else. So the fact that these two boys who are born are considered related, even though the mother only converted when she was pregnant with them, could indicate that she's the mother. And it's the birth that determines if they are related, because when they were born, she was Jewish, therefore they're Jewish, so it's the birth mother who is the mother. There's another very fascinating agadic source regarding the regarding this proof or the evidence whether the birth mother is the mother. It's just that the Gemara tells us, well, there's the Pasuk tells us in Sefer Bereishis and Parsha Vayetze, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chavalef, V'achar Yolda Bas, V'tikra Shema Dina, that Leah gave birth to a daughter and she called her Dina. So the Gemara asks, Mai V'achar, what does it mean afterwards? So Amar Rav said, La'achar Shedona Leah Din Ba'atzma. After Leah thought, passed judgment on herself, and she said basically what? That she knows that Yaakov's going to have 12 Shvatim, 12 tribes. 6 already have come from me, and 4 have come from the maidservants. And if this one, I'm pregnant now, if I'm going to have a son, then Rachel will have less children, less Shvatim than even the maidservants. So she davened, and she gave birth to Dina, to a girl. Now, there is a Targum Hamyuchas Leonasan Ben Uziel. So there's this Targum which basically says that after she prays, says the Targum Hamyuchas Leonasan Ben Uziel, V'ischalfu Ubraya B'me'ehon V'hava Yahiv Yosef B'ma'aha D'rachal V'dina B'ma'adaleya. Says the Targum Hamyuchas Leonasan Ben Uziel that the infants were changed in their wombs. That originally Yosef was in the womb of Leah, and Dina was in the womb of Rachel, and they switched. If this is accurate, so then what emerged? Yosef, the egg donor of Yosef was Leah, and the birth mother was Rachel, and yet Yosef is called the son of Rachel. So this would indicate if we follow this position, so then the birth mother is the halachic mother, and the poskim essentially are split. Rav Shol Yisraeli, Rav Nachum Rabinovich, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, so they stated that the birth mother is the mother. They also felt that there's a famous Gemara, or the number of Gemaras that state, and this is also used in connection with the question of abortion, that an embryo before the 40th day of gestation is maya ba'alma, is legally insignificant. So therefore, they want to say again that therefore, what does that demonstrate? That the egg donor is not the mother, because the first 40 days is really nothing. It's really the mother who gives birth to the child's only significant once he's in the mother's womb and the mother nourishes the child and the mother gives birth to the child. Again, you can argue on a lot of these pieces of evidence, but you have a bunch of postgames I mentioned. You said the birth mother is the mother. Rav Victor Nevinsov, Shlomo Gorin, Rav Shlomo Amar, among others, assert that the Jewish identity is determined by the egg donor. And a lot of them use some of the sources that I mentioned. Some of them say that if you look, that's from genetics, and the scientifically, genetically, the child who's born has the genes of the egg donor, so therefore she should be the mother. And the big question, of course, is again, if the egg donor is not Jewish and the birth mother is Jewish, does the child require conversion? The Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg took an in-between position. They actually said that there's no clear answer to this question. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as saying that he found a source in rabbinic literature for every question that was posed to him, including all medical and technological advances barring one, namely the question of determining motherhood in a surrogacy case. Therefore, he said we have to be strict in both donations. In either case, when either the egg donor is not Jewish or if the birth mother is not Jewish, in either case, the child would require conversion. This, I think, what the Beis Din of America holds, that if you have one parent, or either the egg donor or the birth mother, who's not Jewish, so then we will convert the child out of suffix, out of a case of doubt. One other interesting point of note, this relates to a previous shiur that I gave regarding, it's actually related to the Daf Yomi that we just recently learned about whether you should convert a couple, I'm sorry, whether you should convert an adopted child of a couple who's not observant, whether it's a schus for the child to be Jewish if the parents are not halachically observant. So Rabbi Aryeh Klapper actually sent me some sources to demonstrate that, actually related to this particular case, that in a situation where, let's say, the child is in a case of suffix, a case of doubtful Jew, he's a doubtful Jew, or she's a doubtful Jew, so then there's more pressure, maybe even if the parents are not halachically observant, to convert the child, because we don't want the child to remain in a state of suffix, in a state of doubt. What that would mean here is, let's say, a non-observant couple cannot have children. And what do? So they get, they're Jewish, they're not halachically observant, and they get an egg donor, and the egg donor is not Jewish, and they have a child. So now the child requires a conversion out of doubt, because who's the birth mother? Who is the halach mother? Is it the egg donor, or is it the birth mother? So there's probably more, even for those poskim who would say maybe we don't want to convert a child if the parents are not, let's say an adopted child, if the parents are not halachically observant, here there'd be more pressure to convert the child even if the parents are not halachically observant, because the child right now is in a state of suffix, of doubt, whether the child is Jewish or not, because one mother, the egg donor, is not Jewish, and the birth mother is Jewish. So these are some issues relating to egg donation in fertility treatments.